Always felt like something was gonna happen here. And now I get to witness Hudson growing every year. Thanks to WGXC, we get a song together. I remember when getting friends was tough as leather. I remember when the first head started turning. Now with this radio, my lyrics are burning. This town supported me as I was growing up. And now it seemed to be cruising on the road of love.
The buildings, the history, the people, the mystery, WGXC.
Hi, I'm Ashley Lair from Germantown, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Hudson, Catskill. Hands-on and listener-supported radio.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Explosion. I'm Marie.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Olivia.
So today we're going to be talking to you guys about stereotypes.
All right.
And how it turns. Ties into bullying and stuff at school.
Can you tell me what a stereotype is, Olivia?
Well, a stereotype is a term used to define all people of a certain belief into a mostly negative category that may only reflect a selected few of the racial demographics. All people of all nationalities have been victims of being stereotyped. Even those whom have made most of the stereotypes of other people are in stereotypes. Isn't that deep?
That is deep.
Like, people who make stereotypes are being stereotyped as those who are making stereotypes.
It's like a box within a box within a box.
Yeah. A box. It's like you can never, it's like a cycle.
Of contradiction.
That is crazy. So, like, what are some of your stereotypes that you, like, don't like?
Well, one of them is, like, you know when people see, like, a good-looking girl who has a couple guy friends, they automatically assume, you know, she's a slut.
Or she's dating everybody.
Yeah. So that's, like, one that gets on my nerves a lot.
What about you, Court?
I think they're all pretty bad. I'm not even going to lie. I don't like any of them. I think they're all wrong, but one of the ones that just gets on my nerves the most is just anything that... Oh, all black people like watermelons and stuff. And
note to all the listeners on the radio, I do not like watermelon, exactly. And I am an African American.
And, like, all black people like chicken and...
I do like chicken.
Stuff like that. Like, if you type into Google and then it's like, why... I remember somebody said, like, typed into Google, why do black people... And then underneath it said, like chicken... have nappy hair and stuff like that. It just didn't seem right to me. I don't know.
That's beast.
It's messed up. If you look at it, it's weird. I don't know.
I don't really.
What's your favorite?
What's my favorite stereotype? Now that you thought about it. My worst stereotype is that, I don't know. I think they're all wrong. I don't like it that, you know, white people can't jump. That's like one of, like, because they can jump. They, if you have knees, you can jump. If you have feet.
I think they mean, like, as in, like, white people can't play basketball as,
like,
good as black people.
Black people and white people.
That's where, like,
jump
the staying came along.
Or run as fast as black people.
Well, I was well uninformed. I'm sorry.
No,
I just got corrected on the radio station.
But you're right. I like, all right. And, like, I mean, everybody talks about people all the time. Like, I'm not perfect. I've said things about people at times. But, I mean, just because people are weird or different, like, well, different, they're weird. You know what I mean? Like, people.
Wait, are you, like, describing me?
No.
That's a good stereotype.
No, because, listen, because earlier, remember when you said that one kid and you were like, oh, like, he was all, like, I'm weird or whatever.
Yeah, just because, like, you have a different outlook on life and you follow a different path and you, like, don't wear Hollister or Aeropostale or Abercrombie and Fish or whatever.
Fish.
I don't know. I have a speech impediment. Like, they think that you're broke. Like, Walmart clothes, I don't wear Walmart clothes, no offense, but, like, I think they're cool, too. You know, people can rock them off. You know
it's
what
like,
I mean?
If you're not within a certain group of people, then they're going to classify you into something that nobody will like.
I'm a social butterfly. Like, I like people who you, like, people who call them, like, dirt bags, and, you know, I don't, I think I hang out with the preps. Like, all those, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
I don't, like, stick to one stereotype. Like, I'm trying to break them. Like,
it's not even about the label, though. It's just about who the people are that you associate with.
Like, exactly. Like, I mean, yeah, maybe one or two of the people that are in those groups you may not like, but it doesn't give you a right to sit there and say that that entire group is a horrible group and you don't want to become friends with them, because mm-hmm. some of them are really nice and they are like they make better friends than some of the people that you probably already associate with.
Yeah, Courtney.
Go ahead, Courtney. Boys, I would lift up my arms, but my arms are sticky.
it's hot. Yeah. It's so hot today.
I'm wearing
no clothes. I can't even explain to you guys what Olivia looks like right now because it's inappropriate for the year.
Excuse me. This is a radio station, not a Sia station.
No, so. Today they made her put sweatpants on because her shorts were supposed to be too short, but I don't think they're that short.
Honestly. No.
Are you serious? No.
I just... Actually, I think I have fat legs, so
no.
They are pretty short. Let's save that for another time. I don't want to cry on the radio station. But do you see why it's important to do this show? Like,
see, and they're probably like, she's wearing short shorts. She's a slut. She needs to put some sweatpants on. That's exactly what, like, you know, the principal is probably thinking. And
better things to do. Can't you be giving people that deserve referrals?
Excuse me. Referrals? This is the first time in years in my whole life that I wore short shorts. If I want to wear short shorts, you should be glad that I'm wearing shorts. And you probably like it, too.
See, listen. So. And I got my parking spot taken away today. And it really hurts me. No, because the same person that took away my parking spot is the same person that made you put on some sweatpants. Weird.
He's jealous because he can't wear short shorts. Go on. I'm sorry about your story.
No names. Yeah, but no holla. Like, I don't even know.
I think we should fight. Call ins to those who agree about Marie getting her parking spot back. All right. And then
I'm going to make a contract and make him sign
it. Or people that just get on your nerves by doing like the stupidest stuff, like taking stuff away from you. Like, we are not third graders anymore. I know I deserve a Barbie. Okay. I deserve it.
Buy her a Bratz doll, please.
Please. Amen. Support Hallelujah. That. We need a Bratz doll for Courtney. We have a little music for you to start the show off right. It's called Looking Boy. It's a very hilarious song. It's about all the boys looking like whatever, whatever. So enjoy, all right? Toodles!
Let's go. Hey, look. Show me your JLC. Black T-shirt. And I'm right now, I'm about to introduce y'all to some of the coolest cats I ever met from the Midwest. I styled them. They said, John, we need to have a roasting session. I said, I'm with it, if you with it. Boy, I'm out, boy, I'm out. Sweet looking boy, you slow looking boy. Dirty white sock, you tall looking boy. You red looking boy. Will you marry me? Flat looking boy. Go burn back, lip looking boy. Midnight train, last night looking boy. You pole looking boy. Don, I'm as old, never hear ho looking boy. Morris Chestnut shot in your back, looking boy. No mama, no mama. Money off good times, big JJ, looking boy. Point 'em out, point 'em out, point 'em out, point 'em out. Oh, hell, I need love, looking boy. Fake ID can't get in the club, looking boy. Remember me from school? Hell, nah, you get no love, looking boy. Ring around your thug, looking boy. Oh, it's the first of the month. Bone thug, looking boy. Jagalang, jagalang, jagalang. Burning mad, looking boy. No eyelids, can't blink, looking boy. You are the weakest link, looking boy. No, Chris, no, Chris, no. Raz B, looking boy. Point 'em out, point 'em out, point 'em out, point 'em out.
You better get your weak, looking boy. Deep, looking boy. Peppily poo, you stink, looking boy. You never wash my feet, looking boy. Bang, 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 ski, ski, looking boy. Tight, looking boy. I fight, looking boy. Had to retaliate. Looking boy, your mama so she can't cook me in the rice. Looking boy, top looking boy, can't take off her top. Looking boy, women be shopping. Black Chris Rock, looking boy, Mace, looking boy, Boston, Cambridge, Cameron, and Mace. Looking boy, you ape, looking boy, can I help you? Yeah, put two on eight. Looking boy,
you're a broke looking boy, choke looking boy. Let me clear my throat. Looking boy, SpongeBob on your shirt. Looking boy, I play in dirt. Looking boy, all up dirt case Swiss. Looking boy, brown dookie stains and draw. Looking boy, Scooby Dooby Doo. Mike Vick looking boy. I won't lose no weight looking boy. Looking real ugly in the face looking boy. Jail looking boy. Weave looking boy. Need to brush up teeth looking boy. Poop looking boy. Soup looking boy. Wearing green jogging suit looking boy. Say it again. Say it again. Old piggy looking boy. Point 'em out. Point 'em out. Point 'em out. Point 'em out.
Just let your soul go.
Curl looking boy.
looking boy. I know who you wanna leave me. David Ruffin looking boy. Tickle me Elmo looking boy.
You was a broad looking boy. If it was a little bit tall looking boy. Now that's the smell of clean. Oh, pass all looking boy.
It's like a song that doesn't end. Lamb chop looking boy.
Bang, 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 bang. Oh, pops looking
boy. Born them out, born them out.
Looking boy, gay looking boy, with the same clothes every day looking boy.
I smell pussy.
Kid and play looking boy.
All right, so yeah, that's not my favorite song.
That is a very negative song. Let me put that out there right now.
This was and it to wasn't show a, you guys how
the
bad
cruelties
of stereotypes. It wasn't to show you the kind of music we bump to in the station.
Because we don't bump to that music.
We don't appreciate like music I'm like livid. That. We don't agree with any of that.
Here is some lyrics.
People here at WGXC do yeah. not agree or appreciate the lyrics in the song, and it does not deflect.
Geek looking
here.
Boy, Pepe Le Pew, you stink looking boy. Dude,
your
never
mama's
wash
so
my
slow,
feet
she
looking
can't
boy.
Cook minute rice looking boy.
Like, that's disrespectful. But anyways.
It just goes to show that stereotypes really do have
use
an effect on people. Using words like that.
Boy.
I swear, if one of those people that they're talking about is hearing this right now, they're probably crying looking boy.
Like homo thug
I'm
looking
dirty.
Boy.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
I don't
and this,
shower.
Yeah, that's another part of like how we talked about the whole gay and bullying thing last show.
Yeah, it's really not. I'm actually really angry, you guys. I don't know why I'm smiling, but it's just upsetting. On a different note, people don't understand that type of people. Like they don't understand the person, so they put them in categories, and I can understand that, like, cause that's like nature's way of doing. But they don't understand the effects that. It has on people, which is really disrespectful. Like, when you're looking at somebody, you got to look at them at a broad mind and get to know that person instead of like, oh, like, okay, well, judging by you, you got short hair, you stink, you 2-year-old shoes, you must be, like, living in, like, the slums of Hudson. That person could be, like, in a big house, but just, like, wearing clothes.
Could be, like, the Mother Teresa, you know, of our day.
I don't think Mother Teresa would ever wear 2-year-old Adidas.
Well, no, like, I mean, not like Mother Teresa, but like somebody as kind as she was or something, or caring. And
yeah, I understand.
You know?
And like, people might put up a front like their life is good and like they might be strong enough to like hide their feelings and stuff, but like people just assume that they're okay and like they don't deserve respect because, oh, they have it good, they got it good. Like, you don't know what that person goes through on a daily basis. Like
people that, don't that like because they carry themselves as if they're all that or whatever. Yeah. Well, not like all that, but like they just will not be taken, like they won't allow people to talk to them a certain way because they like it's not right, you know, they're not gonna allow it. But like on the inside it may hurt or something, or when you're like kidding around with somebody, like, oh my gosh, you have, I don't know, like you have like witch hair or something. I don't know, like really long.
We can fight
bad
Courtney
looking hair.
If you really, if that's what you're asking for.
What?
I don't have witch hair.
No, not you.
Oh, all right, we're good now. We're good now.
No,
okay.
Like stuff like that, but like, I don't know. It's just like, it may, like, they may push it off and act like it's nothing, but on the inside, it's like, oh my God, I want to cry.
So basically, watch what you say because you don't know how it's going to affect a person.
Exactly. You can lead that. Your words, they like, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones.
But chains
words,
and whips excite me.
All right. Come on, guys. That's nasty. Chains and whips do excite me, though. No. I have a question for you guys. Do you think our world is one big stereotype? Like, do you think aliens are looking in? I know this is a really wet question, but like aliens are looking at us like thinking like, oh my gosh, these humans are tweaked.
Well, duh.
Yeah, like call in if you think that, if you believe in any stereotypes or if you don't believe in stereotypes. And if you do, which ones are they? And if you don't, which ones do you hate the most?
Mm-hmm.
Like call in the numbers 828-0290, 828-0290.
And tell us your stereotypes. We're here to listen to you. This is Delilah, and you know, I want to tell you that I'm here for you.
This is Mary, and I am I'm here for you too. We're here for you.
I'm Angus Third Pounder.
AKA and Courtney.
You killed it. Ah, Courtney, you sugar muffin.
Sugar muffin.
Do we have a call? Should we answer that?
We have a caller. Yeah.
Well, we have a caller.
Hello? Hey.
Wait,
hold on. Can we connect it?
How are you?
No.
So, can you tell us any of your stereotypes?
You don't hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like that. Which other ones don't you like? Which other stereotypes? Like, do you know a friend?
No.
Pull those up.
Hello?
The other one.
Hello?
Well, technical difficulties.
Thought I heard her there. No, she's not there.
Did you hear?
She'll probably call back.
All right, well, I'll come in if I hear her ring again.
Okay, so.
Right. Well, let's just act like that didn't happen, I guess.
What did she say?
Yeah, what'd she say?
I guess she said, I don't know what her name is, but she said she doesn't like it when people make fun of other people.
Like, even if they're just joking around, I guess. Like, oh, well.
Did she say her name?
Nah. Well, shout outs to you if, whether it's positive or negative.
Well, I think that, like, even if you're just joking around with your friends or something, like, oh my gosh, did you know that you did not put deodorant on today because you stink or something like that, something stupid.
That's more like laugh it off, bullying,
like just kidding though. And stuff.
Yeah. But stereotyping could be bullying.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, ow, you know? Like, do I really stink? Do I really need spray or something?
Courtney, well, I would just do that just because that's like, how I am. I'm just blunt. Like, yo, put some deodorant, girl. Don't take it personal.
I mean, like, there's...
Like, I'll pull them off to the side. It's one thing if you pull them off to the side.
Well, and I'm not going to embarrass them.
You know?
But,
like, if you're sitting there like, oh, my God, you stink, like, with, like, a whole bunch of other people. I don't know.
So, Courtney, can you read for us a little article that we found about stereotyping people?
Well, was it you that found it?
No, it wasn't. It was... We're being stalked?
No.
Oh! Wait, before that, we're going to have you listen to a song called Fall Ready or Not. Fall for Your Type!
By Drake.
Damn.
Well, like, it doesn't really go with the topic, but I don't know. It's about types and leaving people, so it's just whatever.
Falling for your type.
I fell for you, Olivia. You're a weirdo, and I love it.
Ouch.
You couldn't have fallen for me.
Courtney, you know what it is, girl. You're my side thing.
Dude, I'm like blushing right now. This is so fun.
Can I save you from you? Cause you know there's something missing in that champagne you've been sipping's not supposed to make you different over time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, yeah. Cause with all that recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. But live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one, making a mistake I never learned from. I swear I always fall for your time, yeah. For your time, tell me why. I just can't explain this shit at all. I believe in people like you. Oh.
for our show today, we found a, on stereotypes, we found an article from sociebirdie.com, and it comes from CheerBear11, and it's about stereotyping people. This is what she said. What is this word we call stereotyping? Is it some disorder that all human beings possess?
Oh my God.
Is it a disease that takes over the body and forces it to act before thinking? Why do we do it? Stereotyping is an action that every human is accustomed to doing. It overwhelms our bodies and programs us to make stupid assumptions or comments. We all assume we know things, when half the time we haven't the clue what we are talking about. We label people before even getting to know them or even saying a word to them. We never see the truth because we always think we already know it. Your closest friend might be your worst enemy, but you will never know. We never will know. No one sees the other side of things because we are all too superficial and too lazy to dig deeper to see how people are on the inside. You can never be sure that you absolutely know a person. Maybe everyone in this world is a different person than they appear. Maybe this person is an outsider. Who knows? Maybe everyone in this world is a stranger or a phantom of the unknown. Everyone is just another person.
Shout outs to CheerBear11, even though that's not your real name, but it's okay because we're not judging you.
I feel like it was like something that maybe she had experienced, yeah. And her way of getting it out wasn't through poetry, but kind of like blogging about it.
Yeah, I would call that poetry. I mean, yeah. That's deep.
It's deep. And I think that if it got into the right hands, it would make a difference.
Yeah. Well, I feel like as people get older, like when you start out as a kid, like you basically imitate what you see. So as you grow older, you become accustomed to these like ways of thinking and the way we feel about things and who we talk about, who we think isn't normal, what is normal. Like it all comes with experience, and some people have the right kind and some people are a little off.
I think it kind of all starts with people that, like, I don't honestly believe that. I think it gets passed on from generation to generation because,
I don't know.
I mean, my family used to, like, not, like, they hate gays, but, like, as, like, more family of mine, like, we proceeded out, like, we're more liberal, we're more out, like, you kind of grow out of it. Like,
less conservative.
Huh?
Less conservative.
Yeah, less conservative. Like, you're more acceptable because times are changing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think we're, and like, as far as stereotypes go, I think, like, if you give us time, you know, maybe we can, like, kind of break from our stereotypes. You know what I mean?
Like, you have to experience it to know that it's not right.
Right.
But we're going to show you wait, this is an interview, right?
Yeah, this is a discussion about me and Courtney and our ways of dismantling stereotypes.
It takes like the whole world to dismantle. If we have like the whole world against stereotyping that one person, we can destroy that one person. But if we have like one person that doesn't like stereotypes
versus and, the whole world,
yeah, like, so like stopped being stereotypical and love each other like the way we're supposed to, what our main goal in life is to do, then we wouldn't have movies that are ridiculous that now my sister's acting like a fool because of, you know what I mean? Because I feel like people, now that we like put it out there that we're like we make stereotypes and movies are telling us that we're stereotypical, now we feel like we should meet their standards and this is how we should be. So it's kind of like,
yeah,
like, it's kind of like a cycle. Like I feel like those who are trying to build stereotypes and trying to put people in categories, they have a very big problem with intimacy, like not intimacy, like sexually, mm-hmm. like intimacy with like getting to know that person better. They don't want to spend time to get to know that person. They want to judge you just by your appearance.
By being friends with different people and by being friends with like not only staying in one category at school, which would be considered the preps, but or like the sporty kids, by being getting to know each and every one of them, instead of just basing them off of one person from that specific group that they hang out with. I think that just because you don't like that person doesn't mean that the other person can't be a cool person or somebody yeah. good to get to know.
When I walk with somebody that is, like, formally, like, you can say, like, that's not a part of a group of other people, like, I like putting them in awkward positions where they're with somebody they normally don't talk to. And it's cool kind of talking to them and somebody else from, like, a different world and having them, like, talk. Like, me and Marie, we, before the radio station, we, like, only said hi or bye, or she would call me weird, and I was, like, the weirdo in my school. Like, you can put me as, like, that type of stereotype, but when me and her talk, like in the car or when we're talking, like, on the streets, we're like, hey, man, how you doing? Like, we're all cool and fun and bubbly. And I feel like, whoa, we just broke a stereotype right then and there. And I like that.
And then we can end it with, wow, Marie. So from that interview, what did you guys think about how we can dismantle stereotypes?
Well, basically, just keep an open mind. Don't judge a book by its cover.
And if you see somebody that's stereotyping other people,
or like being a victim,
don't try. I wouldn't say like stop other people from hanging out with him, but just warn some of your friends that that's just kind of the way he is or she is.
Well, if they're your friends and you're the way you are, they should probably know that he's not someone they should hang out with.
Exactly, because he stereotypes and makes racist remarks or prejudice remarks.
Are you about to cry?
Getting no, deep over
just,
here, guys.
Yeah, you're just like, you're like, and okay, like, I feel like with dismantling stereotypes, it's not like one person alone. Like, you guys have to, like, look at yourselves in the mirror. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. And then just realize, you know, that, you know, we're all one family, all in this one world. So thanks for listening to our radio show.
I hope it was very influential.
Tune in next week and see what we have in store for you guys.
We love you. I don't give good kisses. Well, I do.
Oh, you can't say that on the air, Olivia. Oh, wait. Come on.
I'm still on the air? Play no, the music, man. Air.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. And take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk awake. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. We get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist.
Oh, and BTW, by the way, guys, there's a free concert on Friday at Helsinki at 9:30, and I'll be performing there. This is Marie, by the way. See you next week.
And take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. There's some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Bess. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the food. But I hex you with some witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take.